small Bucci.
Just regular Bucci, thank you very much.
Bucci. Sorry.
Let's get this mic arranged. I don't get that small Bucci drop. I don't know what that means. I'm small in stature, not physically, but I'm big in other ways. I'll get back to you on that. Hello. Welcome to Bucci. I'm your friend, Bucci. It's good to be back after a week away. It's always difficult being away from this radio station. You know, I get the itch. I start itching and scratching and itching and scratching and itching and scratching 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 and scratching. For, to be on the radio. And, it's a problem. I'm slightly addicted to WFMU, as I'm sure you are as well. Thanks very much to Alan, 6 degrees of Alan, for filling in for me. He did a great show asking advice, or giving out advice. I don't think he was asking advice. If you saw Alan on the WFMU cruise, you wouldn't go, I'm going to go ask that guy for advice. I think you'd go, I'm going to ask that guy where the restroom is. Because he looks like he knows. What a week, huh? It's a rhetorical question. It has been a week. So as most of you know, I was away last week because it was my anniversary. I don't know if I like that reverb. Let's try another one. 1 year anniversary of my being married to my most recent wife. And you know what they say? When these anniversaries roll around, they say, oh, wow, it doesn't feel like a year. Whoa, time really flies. That's what they say, but that's them saying that. That's not Bucci's words.
Bucci's
words. To me, the year that I've been married feels like one day followed by the next. Until a year is formed naturally, holistically, and factually. Because that's what my marriage is, by the way. Natural. And I don't care what people in the chat say. The people in the chat over there at WFMU.org. It's the message board where you can hop on and the comment section runs adjacent to the show. And sometimes it's relevant to what I'm talking about. And they're an ever-present little Iago on my shoulder, ribbing and testing my patience. Sorry, I was just writing in my diary very briefly. I like to keep my diary up to date as possible.
Check.
That's a little bit better. So, I don't care what people in the chat have to say. Every day, being married is a joy. And if not a joy, regular. Can't be joyful all year. That's demented. So I want to say here, factually and right in front of you, that I love you, Mrs. Bucci.
Trust Bucci.
You have to trust me on that. So, another, you know, other than that, it's been a pretty busy week. We lost Sinead O'Connor last week, which was horrible. And it's been really eye-opening looking at all the tributes and stories about her coming in. She's just a wonderful person that was horribly mistreated and nevertheless did wonderful work in activism and was decades ahead of everybody else and made great music as well. And it's really been great listening to all the Sinead that's been played on WFMU this past week or so. And then, yesterday we lost Paul Rubens, Pee-wee Herman, who was my hero. Or one of my heroes, after George Washington, of course, and Ben Franklin. But yeah, Pee-wee's Playhouse was one of the greatest shows ever made. That's pretty indisputable. What's better? What's better than Pee-wee's Playhouse, right? Justified? Yeah, I don't think so. It was just, when I watched it as a kid, it really just blew my mind and introduced me to all this freaky, awesome art. And Pee-wee was like unlike anyone else I'd ever seen. Of course, I had only ever seen Mr. Rogers before that, because I was only allowed to watch Mr. Rogers. So after watching Mr. Rogers, Pee-wee Herman was pretty eye-opening. And then also he supported and brought on all these great artists, Gary Panter, Wayne White, who got their start there. And there was music, great music, Mark Mothersbaugh, Danny Elfman, The Residents, on a children's program, for Pete's sake. And then, I mean, I just, when Pee-wee's Big Adventure, the first time I watched that, I just became obsessed with that, and I just watched it and rewatched it and rewatched it until I had it memorized. And I used to walk around the block reciting that movie. I had the first third of that movie memorized. And I would just walk around the block until just saying Pee-wee's Big Adventure, which explains my whole life. You know, becoming obsessed with another person's art. And then he made Big Top Pee-wee, which is a very underrated movie. Check it out, Big Top Pee-wee. It's just so funny. It has a different kind of Pee-wee than Big Adventure. It was strange because Big Adventure takes place in the 80s, but Big Top Pee-wee takes place in the 40s somehow. And it has a very different kind of Pee-wee. He's like more of a mean, selfish Pee-wee, which is the funniest kind of Pee-wee. One who's kind of behaving psychotically. So anyway, yeah, Pee-wee Herman. Rest in peace. And this show is dedicated to, for Paul Rubens. Or Ruben? I think there's only one Ruben. No, there's two. Paul Rubens. And so this show, Bucci, hold on.
Bucci.
Yep, is dedicated to him. And that being said, let's get into the show. Let me just get some Topo Chico salsa. I don't think I like that reverb either. So, the show. We're all filthy. I think we can agree with that statement. I know I am. I often come home exhausted, covered in grime and sun chip dust. And when that happens, nothing satisfies me,
Bucci,
like a good old face wash. Love washing my face. And if you follow me on Instagram over there at Bucci Nights, you'll know that. There's nothing I like better than turning on the old tap, making a cup of my hands, splashing that warm sink water all over my face, and then, you know, palm a little exfoliating grapefruit-scented scrub into my hand, and then rub that all over my skin, and then some more cool water to rinse off, and then really cold water to kind of close those pores so more filth doesn't get in. And it's a necessity, of course, but it's, you know, it's often therapeutic for me too. P- puts a cap on my day. A nice, refreshing cap. Not some heavy, fur-lined bucket hat or wig. Wash my face, then retire to the bedroom to stare at the ceiling for 8 hours, trying to catch a few minutes sleep. But some days, I'm just so dirty that one wash doesn't do it. I have to wash it my face, a few times before I really feel like Bucci. But this week, man, I don't know. It seems that as soon as I wash my face, the dust and grease and what have you comes back tenfold. Like I wash my face, look up, and my face is still dirty. And I got all this, like it's just all caked in and it's like sinking into my crow's feet, kind of making it worse. And then opening up the pores on my nose until they're so deep you can hide a penny in them. And this just can't stand. This cannot be for me. My face is my moneymaker. Or at least my money not loser. I don't know what it is. I don't know. Is it something I'm doing wrong? Is my technique off? Am I going counterclockwise when I should be going clockwise? Or are my hands dirty and that's transferring to my face? Am I forgetting to wash my hands before I wash my face? I don't think so. Maybe I'm so dirty that no amount of scrubbing will get me clean. That's what my therapist says.
Bucci.
You know, I don't know. So it's like I need more hands to get the job done. It's like I don't have enough hands all of a sudden. I asked my current wife, Mrs. B, can you wash my face for me? And she said, no curse word way. Are you curse word crazy? So that's out. So all week, you know, I've been washing it, my face four times a day at least. Morning, and then night. And today, what with the New Jersey grime and my crying, it just looks terrible. I looked in the mirror over there in the bathroom before coming on the station, and it looked terrible. The WFMU Scott Williams, he saw me and said, what'd you get, push down a flight of stairs made of mud? I look that bad. And I feel worse. But I have to do a show. I mean, regardless, you know, that regardless of my mood, I have to still do this show. Gotta feed the booch. But I can't do it like this. It's like I have a mask on, a mask that's spreading over my entire body. And if there's one thing this show is not, is it's a mask. So unfortunately, I'm gonna have to wash my face for the entire hour. That's the long and the short of it.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-bucci.
Sorry about that. I had a really nice topic planned up until 10 minutes before this show. You know, I was gonna do something about our pets. I wanted to hear from your pets, and we were gonna do some doggy and kitty chat. And I wanted to hear from the dogs and cats and fish and lizards that you have, and we could have a little fun time with the dogs and cats. But I'm gonna have to put that one on the back burner and wash my face for the entire rest of the show. But don't worry, I'm not gonna do it by myself, hopefully. I want us to do it together. I want us all to wash our faces. People in the chat are saying, Bucci, how is that gonna curse word work? Well, smart guy and two women, it's gonna work like this. You call up and you and I will wash our faces simultaneously. I'll be lathering and scrubbing, and then you'll be on the other end of the phone, lathering and scrubbing. The whole hour through. Again, sorry about this. But it's going to be great. Face washing, you know, is usually a very solitary business, but not tonight. Tonight, WFMU is one big sink over which we'll be lathering and scrubbing. We're gonna wash it all away, all that dirt and pain, until our faces are purely, simply red. It's Simply Red with Fairground, only on WFMU and BBC Radio.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
wash your face with Bucci.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time. 201-209-9368. Give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music.
And I love the thought of coming home to you.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-bucci.
Hey, this is Bucci. Tonight, we're washing our faces for the whole hour. Whew. We are very dirty, and it's getting worse. But it won't get any worse because by 6 p.m. our faces will be clean as a whistle. Clean as a whistle still in its package, that is. Not one that's been in your mouth.
Bucci promise.
Oh. That is refreshing.
Refreshing.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, okay. Station manager Ken is texting me saying you better not be getting the board wet. I'm not, trust me. Ooh. I got a Home Depot bucket full of water and a bunch of towels, and it's all laid out. I'm being very self-contained. Ooh, this is good. I feel great. Sam, do we have any calls? No? That's weird. Oh, we do have one. Oh, thank God. Caller, you got your Bucci.
Hey, Bucci, it's Mark.
Oh, hey, Mark, how you doing?
My face is a little dirty.
Oh, it is. How are you? Well, that's a coincidence. How you doing, man? You get back you get back to Atlanta, okay?
Yeah, everything's good. It's nice to be home. I'd like to be working, but the strike is still
Of course. You can't cross that line, right?
No.
No matter how tempting it is, you know, it'll hurt you in the long run, correct?
Yeah.
No more work for you if you're seen as a scab.
Yeah.
Or an open wound.
Yes.
Okay. So, Mark, how's your face? Is it pretty dirty?
Yeah, definitely. I showered this morning, but haven't washed my face.
Not since then, right? Yeah. She collects, doesn't it? That dirt. All right, Mark. So, if you're ready to do a little face washing, do you have a bucket of water, or are you near water? Or
I'm over my sink. I'm going to put the phone on speakerphone.
Yeah, that'll
and
be
your
helpful.
Friend Courtney is going to be holding it.
Oh, fantastic! Hey, Courtney, how you doing? All right, Mark. You tell me when you're ready, and we're going to wash our face in concert. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm turning the water on now.
All right, and
I'm ready.
Let's go. Oh, ooh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How's that feel, huh?
Good.
Feels good?
Yeah, the soap has a little minty, which is not bad.
Oh, yeah. I love that minty smell. You have anything exfoliating?
No, that's in the shower. I'm just doing this over the sink.
Just soap, huh? Don't dry your face out, though, buddy.
No, we're not going to.
Oh, man, that feels great.
Okay.
All right. You done?
Done.
All right. I have to keep going, you understand, but how do you feel? You feel better? You feel kind of a little
jolt? I'm a little refreshed, and we're actually about to go out tonight, so this is all good.
You can't go out with a dirty face. What about Courtney? She doesn't have a dirty face. I mean, how's her face looking?
Let me turn around. Courtney, let me see her face. Hey, honestly, I think she could probably wash her face.
Courtney, would you mind washing your face for all of us in front of God and everybody? Okay. Are you ready, Courtney?
Yeah, the look on her face. She's walking over there.
All right. You tell me when you're ready.
She's turning the water on.
And you ready?
And
go.
She's starting.
Let's go. Ooh. Brr. 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 All right. I don't hear you washing your face, Courtney.
No, I'm washing it.
Well, I need to really hear it. So if you could put some brrrs in there, I would really appreciate it. Right. Okay, I think you're clean. All right.
I think I'm clean.
Okay, great. And now you can go out in good conscience and know that everyone's like, well, what's all that gunk on Courtney and Mark's face? It's nothing. It's just your face. All right, let's start that music. Courtney and Mark, thank you very much. And again, thank you for helping out a couple of weeks ago. I really appreciate it. It was great meeting you and talking.
Be well, Bridgie.
Thank you.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, thanks. You be even better. Bye. Oh, I got to get back to face washing. Oh. Okay. Brr. 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 201. Brr. 209. 9368. If you want to wash your face with Bucci, for some reason we don't have any more calls, but that's people just need to catch up. That 7 second delay needs to catch up, I think. You know, even if you're not near water, you can do this, you know. You can use a bottle of water. You can just wash your face over a sewer grate with a bottle of water. I know I've done that before. Or you can use coffee. Or what else? You can use your own saliva. That's what my uncle does. He just spits into his hand and washes himself. I wouldn't recommend it, but that's what he does. Or you could pretend to do it just to make Bucci happy. You want to make Bucci happy, right? Or at least not unhappy. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hey, I want to wash my face with Bucci.
Oh, hey, what's your name, buddy?
My name is Steve.
Well, that's a good name. Nice, strong name. Steve. I'm going to write that down. All right,
nice,
Steve, what have you done lately that's gotten your face so dirty?
You know what? Just kind of sweating here. I actually had a DJ show earlier on our radio station here in Bisbee.
Okay.
And I've been sitting around sweating. So
that heat. Is that Bisbee? What is that, North Dakota?
No, it's actually Arizona. Bisbee, Arizona.
Oh, you got that? What is that? 112 degrees there?
It's actually we're in the like 89. Oh,
it's
we're a mile high.
Yeah, wow. All right. Steve, you know what? That dry heat, that really cracks and dries out your skin. So let's get going. Do you want to? Are you over a basin of water or what?
I am over a basin of water. I'm turning on right now.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's put that speaker near the water so I can hear it, or at least near your face.
Here we go. Well, I'll be loud. Here we go. Ready?
1, 2, 3. Let's go.
All right.
Oh, boy. Ooh.
Can you hear that?
Oh, I can hear it, man. Oh, I can hear it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it feels so good.
Oh, it feels even better over here.
Grimy New York City.
Oh, I hate it. I hate it. And that Arizona desert, huh? Oh, that all that meth gets baked into your face. Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Steve. You sound clean. Thank you, man. I gotta keep going, but you look great. Thanks very much, man. Have a great one.
Talk to you later.
Okay. Whew. Oh, man, my face is getting quite red. I'm looking in a mirror, a little hand mirror, a speckled, gilded hand mirror that I always carry with me, and I'm getting quite red. Caller Yagabuchi.
Hi, Bucci. It's Franco.
Hey, Franco. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
I know. You're all wet.
I'm a little bit wet. Usually I'm wet because of the sweat. You know, I sweat through my skin all the time. But I got some fresh, reclaiming water. I got this bucket water splashing. What are you? Are you feeling dirty today?
Yeah, it's pretty grimy outside.
Yeah, in California, right? Is it hot there?
Horrible.
Oh, yeah, me too. It's not too bad here, but it's really hot there. You get that humidity going?
Yeah, humid too.
Okay, Franco, are you near a basin or a sink or hanging over a sewer grate or something?
Well, actually, I'm mopping the floor right now, so I have a bucket of
great
mop water.
That works. I mean, it's a little, it's a little unorthodox, but you are an unorthodox guy.
I certainly am.
Okay. You ready?
Uh-huh.
All right, let's start her up.
Okay.
Let's hear that water splashing, Franco.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm all clean now.
Wow, wow. That was really fast.
So.
You are fast.
At least I'm wet.
Okay, you are fast. That's the fastest. That's going to be a world record. I've never seen anyone wash it.
You must have
a very tiny face. Is that what's going on?
No, actually, just the opposite. My face is larger than most.
Like a moon pie.
But I don't waste time when it comes to my afternoon ablution.
Right. Yes, I love a good ablution. And maybe you're just focusing on a certain area, your T-zone or something.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Franco, you look great. Thank you so much for washing your face with me and making me feel a little bit less lonely today.
Well, golly, that's such a nice thing to say.
Well, I appreciate you, man. You know that.
I wish that someone else would say that to me.
Well, don't get greedy.
I'll settle for a clean face.
Yeah, don't get greedy.
Bad, man.
I said it.
Talk
all right.
To you later. Bye.
Yeah, goodbye. Whew. Let's do a little... Scrub, scrub, scrub. Scrub, 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 scrub. Scrub, scrub, scrub. Scrub. Call Yagabuchi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. Who is this?
Long time listener, first time caller.
Oh, great. What's your name or your fake name?
I'm Addie.
Hey, Addie.
Hey.
Hey, what's your face looking like? Give me an honest appraisal, please.
Oh, it looks bad. I'm looking in the mirror. It's got some little color dust, another dust.
Yeah. What do you do for work that makes your face so dirty?
I'm painting.
Yeah. That'll do it. And do you use any? What kind of soap are you using? We're gonna wash together. What are you using?
You know, I'm gonna use. I have like a little bottle of water. I'm gonna like pour some on my face.
Oh,
use that.
Great. Great. All right. So, are you ready?
I'm ready.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh. Let's hear that water run. You gotta get the water. If it ain't wet, it doesn't work. Whoa, that's a Bucci adage. I can't touch the button. All right. Ooh, clean, clean, clean. Scrub, 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 scrub. Rub, 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 rub. All right.
Cleaner. 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 Cleaner.
All right.
All right.
Man, Addy, you look great, and I bet you feel even better. True or false?
Oh, you're so good.
All right, Addy. Thanks, man. Have a great one.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Oh, oh man, my face is really getting quite red. It's kind of getting starting to hurt a little bit, frankly. It feels like I've washed about 3 or 4 layers of skin off my face. But I must keep going because I can see in my little hand mirror that I still have a little bit of smudge under my eye. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hey, Bucci.
Oh, hey.
How are you?
Hey, is this my boy Zach?
Yeah.
Hey, Zach, how
glad
you doing?
Made it back.
Oh, thanks, man. How was that advice that Alan gave you? Did that work out for you?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember what you asked him?
Do I remember what I asked him?
Yeah, what your advice was?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, let's not get into that. How's your face looking?
Well, you know, by this time of day, it's a little covered in some oil, some sweat.
Oil.
I'd like to do a little evening rejuvenation.
Yeah, or like Franco said, ablution.
Ablution.
Yes. So are you using, you're going to use water or Coca-Cola or coffee? What are you going to use?
Well, I'm just going to use some water.
Straight up water. That's smart.
Put a little bit of Dr. Bronner's soap in there.
Oh, that culty, isn't that culty soap? Yeah. I like washing my face and reading that bottle at the same time.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, my God. Oh, so clean. Oh, cleaner. Cleaner.
Refreshing.
Ooh, oh, boy.
Foamy.
All right. How do you feel? Ooh, let's hear some more of that. Keep going, man. Solo. Fantastic. So look in the mirror. How do you look? Do you feel a little bit better? You look a little better?
Yeah.
How's that oil?
Red like you. You know that happens.
Very red. I mean, I think I'm a little redder than you at the moment, but... it's been constant. So I've been doing it for about 20 minutes straight now. So I'm a little, I'm doing good though. I gotta get it clean. My face when I say it. All right, Zach, always good to hear from you. And I'm glad I bet you look great.
Yeah.
Show your face to your family. And I bet that you get a lot of compliments.
I will. I'm going to go show it around now.
Okay. And tell them Bucci sent you.
I will.
All right, bye.
Cleaner. 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 Cleaner.
Oh, boy. Holy moly. Oh, we're really getting it down now. 201. 209. 9-3-6-8. If you want to wash your face with Bucci, oh mercy. Oh, you know, washing your face this much, everybody knows, feels great for 20 minutes. You know, if you've washed your face for 25 minutes straight, you know it feels good. But I can remember a time that I was washing my face did more harm than good. I mean, it can be argued now that that's what I'm doing now. I'm doing harm not to my body, but to the show, Bucci, because I'm getting a lot of angry texts right now. Because I was supposed to do this show about our pets, you and I pets and all our pets, and we're going to have a little pet show, but now I'm just my face down in a basin all show, and, it's not as popular. But anyway, so one time I was doing, when I was a kid, I was, uh, um, I, 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 unbeknownst to me, I got poison ivy on my hands. And, you know, I washed my face with my hands. And my whole face swole up. And every time I washed it, it got more inflamed and irritated and puffy. It really started getting puffier and puffier. And so my face got bigger and bigger and bigger. And I'd have more and more face to wash, you know. Wash my face would swell, wash my face again, face would swell, more and more soap I'd have to use. I'd have to go out to CVS and buy more soap, more grapefruit scented exfoliant, and then wash my face again, and until it just got bigger and bigger and bigger, and until my mother told me I had to stop because our water bill was going through the roof. And it almost killed me. Unlike it is right now, actually. My face is getting very dry. It's starting to crack because I'm using a Dove soap, which is good on your. It's a nice scentless soap, but it dries out the skin a lot. But I kind of want to stop, actually.
Cleaner.
It hurts so much. I can't stop.
Foamy.
It's too foamy. 201-209-9368. If you want to wash your face with oh,
cleaner.
It's too
cleaner.
Much.
Cleaner.
Oh, I think I can see bone. Oh, I think my cheekbones are coming through my... I can't stop. Keep me company while I wash my face down to the bone. Oh my God. So... why do you wash your face? And like, when do you do it? When do you find you really need to really do it? Like when you get home from a long day's work, or working under a car, or when you bump into someone's back on an escalator, or gardening too aggressively, or after an OC show, that band, the OCs. You know, sometimes you see that band and you're like, oh, I gotta wash off. Or even during an OC show. OC shows are disgusting. Or after smoking a big cigarette. Sometimes all that smoke gets into you, smoke gets in your eyes, you know, as the song says, but it also gets on your face. Whew. Oh. Oh, I'm drowning in my own wash water. I say, I'm drowning in my own wash water.
Bucci adage.
That is a Bucci adage. Or after shaving, gotta shave after you shave your face. You gotta, you know, it hasn't been washed for a while. Or getting your photo taken in front of a really nice mural. You're really nice. You want to look your best. Boy, I'm dizzy. Because I'm shaking my head around like when I'm washing too. So it's making me feel a little discombobulated. 201-209-9368. For some strange reason, the phones have gone silent. But, you know, like I said, you don't have water, you're not at home, you're driving in the car. That doesn't matter. anything can be just, you know, if you pull in and use some Fanta to wash, I mean, it's going to be sticky, but, you know, it'll do in a pinch. All right. I'm going to turn down this music, so... And what do you use to wash? Just water, like I do? And some Dove soap? Or just your hands and no water? Or just soap and no water? Or Burt's Bees, natural cleaner. That Burt's Bees, they make some real holistic stuff. I almost swore. Or actual bees. Do you use actual bees to wash your face? Face? Just kidding. Or your tears, your own tears. That salt really acts as an exfoliant. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hey, Mr. Bucci, how are you?
Oh, hey, Mr. Caller. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. I just tuned in. We're talking about washing our faces.
We're washing our faces in concert, together, yeah. I often feel lonely when washing mine, so I like to have a little company today. Are you dirty?
Yeah, actually, I'm quite dirty.
The facial. I mean your face. I don't want to talk about your personal life.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, great. What's made you that? Which made you so?
Well, I haven't showered in a couple of days.
Yeah, that'll
I've been bedridden because I'm injured.
Oh, so I'm sorry.
Just can't.
It's not a.
It's not to get in the shower.
Right.
And clean myself.
Right. It's not a facial injury.
It's an
though.
Overall
injury. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
Thanks.
So yeah, sometimes it's hard to get out of that bed and do God's work. Do you want to get going? You want to clean off a couple of? You want to wash that? Wash those cares away. Wash that old man away.
Actually, you might have inspired me to take a shower tonight. It's quite late where I'm at, but
where you're at? Where are you? Where are you?
I do need a shower, and I do need to wash the old face.
Sure. Well, where are you?
Currently, I'm in North Macedonia.
North Macedonia. I know where that is, but the people in the chat don't know where that is. Well, where is that?
It's just north of Greece.
Wow.
West of Bulgaria.
So
in the Balkans.
West of Bulgaria. I would have said east, but okay. So, and is there? What's the climate there? Is it real dusty there, or what?
Quite hot.
Yeah.
Very hot.
All right. So I can understand with the hotness and the bedriddenness that you it feels like you need to do some work. Are you near a basin or bucket of water?
I do have a shower. Now that you mention it.
Okay, well, don't take a shower. I don't want you to wash any other thing other than your face. Could you just, like, maybe just stick your face under the shower? Would that work?
Yeah, it would. It's got one of those little hose showers that you can move around.
Oh, yeah, so I know those
it's
things.
It's like a detachable snake type thing.
I love a DS. All right, so let's hear that water going.
Okay, give me a sec. I'll go turn her on.
Oh, what a... Oh. Oh. You still there?
Yes, sir. I've entered the cleaning
chamber.
There we go.
All right. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes, sir. I have now moistened my face.
Oh, you're going to moisten first. And are you going to use soap? I hope so.
Actually, I got to find it. That's the next step, right?
Yes, the next step. You got to find some soap.
Okay. I've located some soap.
Oh,
I'm
Jesus.
Now lathering my face.
Okay, ready? And keep lathering.
Okay.
Oh, I hear it. Rub.
Cleaner.
I think
cleaner.
Pretty clean.
Cleaner. Cleaner.
Even cleaner. Keep going.
Refreshing.
I got some water in my lungs. All right.
Can I wash now?
You're good. You're clean. I dub thee clean.
Great. I feel clean.
All right, man. I'm sorry. What was your name again?
CS.
CS. All right, say hi to Grease for me. I know she misses me, and I'm glad you feel better. And I hope you feel better also.
I do. I feel great.
All right. Peace be with you.
You too. All
right. Whew. Whew. Rah! Call Igabuchi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm enjoying your show.
Oh,
getting off fresh and clean.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting very clean, though it is starting to really, really hurt me. What's your name?
Andrea.
Hey, Andrea. So is your when was the last time you washed your face?
I've gotten like 4 showers today. I live in Memphis, Tennessee, and it's freaking hot.
Yeah, oh, I totally, I can get that. Is it, what's the temperature down there?
It's just in the 90s.
Yeah, sometimes in the summer I'm taking 3 or 4, 5, 6 showers a day. Do you think your face can stand up to one more wash? Wash?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. So are you near some water or some Coke or Pepsi or Dr. Pepper?
I got some Fanta ready.
Oh, Fanta. Yeah, that's good. I mean, it's the bubbles, I think, you know, really do some cleaning. They do the work for you. All right, Andrea, are you ready?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, let's go. Ooh. Oh, this.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, it feels great. It's you and me. You and me, Andrea. We're getting clean together.
Yeah, oh, I'm so renewed.
Oh, I feel so good. It's like a whole new Andrea and a whole new Bucci. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, Andrea, you look great. And, mate, you might need to do it one more time because that Fanta, she cakes. All right, I'll see you. Bye.
Much better, thanks.
Have a great one, bye. Ugh. I hurt so much. I am so... This was a terrible idea. I should have done the pets thing and just let my... wash my face when I got home. Micah? How... Oh, my God. Yeah, you could use a face wash. Look at that. Well, what have you been doing? Have you been working under a Ford or something?
No, I don't wash.
Yeah, ever. When was the last time?
Sometime in the 80s.
Yeah. After a big Pixies show or something.
What?
All right, Michael, would you want to wash your face with me?
No, I don't believe in washing.
Oh, so you're not going to break that, your edge, then?
My edge?
Yeah, your straight edge. Your straight edge for face washing.
No, I don't believe in it.
You don't believe in it?
It's
fake news?
It's quack science.
Yeah. So, is it just the face or the rest of the body as well?
Everything.
Yeah. Well, that explains a couple things. All right. Well, I don't want you to do anything that you don't feel comfortable with.
Okay.
All right. I understand. I wish I could stop. I can't stop. Oh, woe is me. Oh, woe is Bucci.
Bucci.
So, this was a good show. I think we got some good work done. Even though I think I'm going to regret it tomorrow morning. It's almost like working out. You know, you feel it the next day. But I hope you feel a little cleaner, you know, because... It's not about me. If this show is about anything, it's about you. And then it's about me.
Bucci.
So, we're going to keep going. You've been washing your face at WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. And online and all the time at WFMU.org. Who bathes in the water of life because of Bucci? You do, Chi.